The eight development banks believe financing sustainable transport systems is a good investment. With an estimated 1 billion people moving to cities over the next 20 years and transportation quickly becoming a growing source of greenhouse gases, they say action must be taken now. Haruhiko Kuroda is president of the Asian Development Bank, one of the banks behind the initiative.
As incomes rise, motorization in developing countries is going to grow quickly. However, developing countries can leapfrog into a greener future of less motorization, shorter and safer commutes, and more energy-efficient transport systems, thereby improving the health and well-being of the people.
Michael Replogle is founder of the Institute for Transportation and Development Policy. The ITDP works with cities worldwide on environmentally sustainable solutions to reduce carbon emissions. He says the Development Bank's pledge represents a breakthrough in defining what sustainable transport looks like.
This will be very important in helping to shift funds over time from building new roads to supporting better public transportation in cities, safer roads for walking and cycling, better managed traffic in which freight and buses don't get stuck in congestion, and ensuring that the transportation is part of a true green economy, delivering better economic development and more equitable access to jobs and opportunities, especially for the poor.
Replogle says making transportation more sustainable means that people around the world, especially in developing countries, would have better access to schools, hospitals, jobs, and markets. City dwellers will also benefit from safer roads and improved air quality and quality of life.
Transportation investments create the DNA for our cities. They lay out the basic architecture of our streets. They determine really where we can live and work, and how we can develop our economies. If that transportation investment is made in an efficient way that promotes sustainable development, we can have urbanization that reduces our consumption of scarce natural resources, that protects public health and air quality, and that delivers happier, nicer cities.
Michael Replogle, founder of the Institute for Transportation and Development Policy, the ITDP. From the Rio+20 conference, I'm Deanne Penn.